We are going to be reading from the writings of Baal Sulam. We're in the article, The Freedom. We are on the heading, The Necessity to Choose a Good Environment.
Yes. So, if we understand, and as much as we understand more, the correction of creation, which is only a result of the shattering of the vessel of Adam Rishon, so all of our correction is in connection between us. And no one has the forces or the desire to connect with the other. We see it in all the still vegetative animate and speaking, and even more in humans, meaning on the speaking level. As he said, his ego is in everything. Just the ego is exploding and pushing everyone, rejecting everyone in all directions. That's why, how can we start correcting ourselves and come back to a state that we can see the new corrected world, ourselves revealing the Creator? How do we organize everything? So, Baal HaSulam explains here what the way should be, that whether we want it or not, humanity will still need to advance. Please, Dudi.
The heading, The Necessity to Choose a Good Environment. Now you can understand the words of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, who replied to a person who offered him to live in his town, and he would give him millions of gold coins for it. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma answered him, "Even if you give me all the gold and silver and jewels in the world, I will live only in a place of Torah." These words seem inconceivable to our simple mind. For how could he relinquish millions of gold coins for such a small thing as living in a place where there are no disciples of Torah, while he himself was a great sage who needed to learn from no one? Indeed, a mystery.
That means that we understand that we say Torah means a light that reforms. It comes by wanting to bring this light of correction closer to people, and by engaging in it, that's called that we're studying Torah. We're studying the results of the light after doing actions of connection. And the light comes and changes the relationships between them, and that on that they learn more and more how to connect. And in this way, they learn the Torah, meaning the actions of the light on the shattering that happened before, and how the light can fix the vessels. That's called studying Torah. Yeah?
These words seem inconceivable to our mind, yet they can be in each and every one of us. Although everyone has his own source, the forces are revealed openly only through the environment one is in. This is similar to the wheat sown in the ground, whose forces become apparent only through its environment, which is the soil, rain, and sunlight. Thus, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma correctly assumed that if he were to leave the good environment he had chosen and fall into a harmful environment, in a city there is no Torah, not only would his former concepts be compromised, but all the other forces hidden in his source, which he had not yet revealed in action, would remain concealed. This is because they would no they would not be subject to the right environment that would be able to activate them. And as we have clarified above, only in the matter of the choice of environment is man's reign over himself measured. And for this, he should receive reward or punishment. Therefore, no wonder that a sage such as Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma chose the good and declined the bad, and was not tempted by the material or corporeal things, as he deduced there, when one dies, one does not take with him silver, gold, or jewels, but only Torah and good deeds. And so our sages warned, make for yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend. And there's also the choice of books as known. For only in this is one rebuked or praised, meaning in his choice of the environment. But once he has chosen an environment, he is at its hands as clay in the hands of the potter.
Yeah, here there's nothing really to add, because he explains it in a perfect way. That only the right environment, that if a person is incorporated in it, they can bestow upon him and correct him. And if not, so he's tossed out of that environment and he walks the path of suffering. And who knows, maybe in this incarnation it won't work already, and in the next one maybe, eventually his part from Adam Rishon will reach the corrections again. It will, but when and how? That's already... it all depends on the upper plan. That's why we need to really appreciate the environment we're in, that there is none better than this environment, and the more and more we need to try to come close and adhere to it, because only by such borders, when we're incorporated in that environment, we can put ourselves under the influence of the upper light, and that it will already take care of us, and in such a way bring us down from our ego and raise us in the force of bestowal.
Ita 1. Rav, volevo chiedere, il fatto che noi...
Rav, I wanted to ask, we use a lot of time in an environment that is not the society, or where we evolve spiritually, however, is the one that we work in the material world. This can compromise the spiritual action if the environment is wrong, for instance, let's say the working environment.
No, it just teaches you as much as you need to build yourself in a correct way, internally, in the friends. That's it. We are always in all kinds of spheres, from the biggest one to the smaller and smaller and smaller, and in this way, we always are. So it has nothing to do with it. Even if you, I don't know, you're somewhere in the world, and all of humanity and the still vegetative and animate, it's always working on us in such a way. We need to separate between corporeality, including our family and work and all kinds of other things. That, God forbid, I don't want to harm anybody and I don't want to disregard anybody, but I have another part in me that belongs to the group, and that part is where I correct my soul, my internal part, and then have corporeal work and spiritual work in our world. And in this way, we need to try and do the things. That's why there's no problem that I work at some job, and I'm among strangers. Also Bala Sulam and Rabash did all kinds of external work, and it didn't disturb them at all from reaching spirituality. Rabash used to work for a whole week away from home with workers, construction workers, and paving roads, because back then there wasn't any other job. And afterwards, only for Shabbat he used to come home. And before Shabbat, he used to go to Bala Sulam for a lesson with a few more friends, and that's it. That's what he had. There were no phones or no nothing. That's how it was. That's how they worked. That's why we need to do everything from what we are in this world and try and build an environment. What does he say? The obligation in choosing the right environment, the necessity to choose a right environment. It's not my job or the city I live in or my country or anything. The good environment is me and those people that are like me and we want to reach the connection between us and discover the Creator in that connection. The Creator is our purpose, our goal, the means, the connection between us, the vessel of Adam Rishon.
Latin 2.
Latin 2.
Rabbi, posso fare un'altra domanda?
Rab, can I do another question? What does it mean that my life will end and what will remain is Torah and good deeds? What does it mean it?
What do you have left? After the material disappears, you are a result of your actions. That's it. What do you think? What else do you take with you? Your millions, you don't take them. You don't take anything with you. So relax, and as much as you can, do things that you can take with you from this world to the next, and that's only actions of bestowal, and the right actions of bestowal you can only do in the group. So try and be concentrated in that.
It's because my mind doesn't support this thought that after death there is something else. That's why I asked. Therefore, I can't imagine at all.
I understand you. There's no choice. You need with force to keep going and going until you obligate the Creator to help you start digesting this. That's it. And believe me, it took me many years. And I was in my ego, I was worse than everybody. Worse than everybody. Yep. I'm telling you. And maybe because of that, Rabash brought me closer to him and held me next to him. Because if not, I just destroy everything there. According to my nature, I am a clogged egoist. I can't understand anything. Yep. That's why I understand you. Look what he writes here from the middle of this paragraph we learned. Only by choosing the right environment can a person control himself that then by that he'd be worthy of reward or punishment? Only in that. All of our work is that, to choose every time a better environment, meaning if I'm in a group, I need to organize the connections in the group as strong as I can, and to understand that all the disturbances I see before me, like friends or internal or health, doesn't matter what, it's all in order for me above that to fight for the connection. That's it. Only that. That's called that I choose the right environment.
Latin tool.
Thank you, Rav. I'm a little confused because according to what's written, it's written that we need to choose the environment, but isn't it correct to say that the Creator chose the environment for us? Or do I need to choose it every day? Or
no, the Creator brings you to a place and says, take this for yourself. He brings you, but afterwards, you have to strengthen it. That's called that you choose the environment, that every time you choose a better environment, meaning you organize the environment in a way that in them you can advance towards the Creator, which is in the environment. Okay.
Natanya.
Shalom.
Hello. Can I ask a question about the evening, the unity evening, and its importance?
No.
Well,
what's the importance of coming to a unity evening physically if you live in Israel? Is there a difference between getting there physically and maybe virtually connecting to it like the rest of the world, Kli?
It's not really in the topic, but it's kind of. Right, Dudi?
Yes.
So let's say this. When is this going to happen?
Okay.
On the 28th.
Not this Sunday, the next Sunday.
The next Sunday, meaning within like 10 days or so, we here in Israel are going to have an evening, a unity evening, a connection evening, an evening where we want to gather, actually whoever wants to come to connect with us, whoever isn't from Israel, so obviously they don't need to come. We are going to stay in the connection between us. Obviously you're going to participate and be with us. And by that, we're still connecting, but whoever can come physically, I think, I'm not obligating anybody, I think it's worth coming. I think it's really worth to come here and participate with us. And I don't know what limitations there are. I'm not part of the organization of the evening, but if you ask me, I recommend and I'm inviting each and every one from within the borders of the country to come to that evening. Yep. I hope we will connect strong, good, and also that we will keep it and extend it to the whole world, to all of our groups, to spread it around the world. But I'm really asking from whoever's overseas, don't come specially for this. because there are some that are would come. You'll get the exact same portion as everybody here. Don't worry about it. But whoever is in Israel, I think they should come. Still, the opportunity we have, if a person misses out on it, that he disregards having the opportunity, that's already disregarding connection. That's why I don't think you should miss out on it and disregard it. Okay. I'm sorry, men. We also have women, so let's quick go to them, please. Woman.
A question from the women of Moscow 5. How to give oneself to the influence of the group and not remain under the influence of natural influences?
Only to understand that spirituality is in the center of the group and have no choice. I must be in the group and as much as I can in the center of the group, and then, only then, I discover the Creator there. That's it. Very simple. Our goal is the Creator. To discover Him, to adhere to Him, to be in the center of all of reality. So He is there, in the center of the group. And as much as it seems to me that I'm rejected by it and have no choice and I forget and I disregard, I still need to come closer to it. Next.
From Petah Tikva, although we are in a virtual world, what's the influence of the physical closeness to friends? In cases where it's possible, is a physical environment better than virtual?
If it's possible, obviously a physical environment is more important than a virtual. Look how Rabbi Shimon took all his students and ran away to the cave. And there, they would sit and study. It happens in such a way. In many cases, with a lot of Kabbalists, how the Ari used to separate from everyone with his students. In the north, there are a lot of places in the north of Israel where the Kabbalists used to hide themselves and sit with their students and study in such a way and connect. So that's very important. A physical connection in a closed place is very important. And if not, so a virtual connection on the air virtual network. And in our times, it's already almost the same. The main thing is as much as we can to be close, as much as we can to be close to the connection, the center of the connection.
From Mach 25, is the 10 always the best environment for us? What is the role?
Yes. No, nothing else to add. Only the 10, that is the center of the connection between us. And through the 10, whatever you want, but with the friends in the 10.
The continuation is, what's the role of the rest of the tens and the world Kli relative to the environment?
To connect, that we connect in the tens in a right way, then we'll start connecting between each and every ten in such a way that the ten becomes as one. And like now that we're connecting ten as one, then we'll be connecting tens into one.
From the Petah Tikva group, how not to relate to the environment in an egoistic way? Not that I need the environment, but the environment needs me.
Please disconnect women Mach 36.
Toda.
Thank you.
Tachzor bakasha al hashela.
Repeat, please.
I'll ask another question from Petach Tikva. Continuing your previous answer about the importance of the physical connection, do you recommend for us to open our study halls again, physically?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening on the outside. I don't know what's happening with the pandemic, with the virus. I don't know what's happening with all other conditions, not with people's abilities to connect and for what and how. I don't know. We have a management. They are organizing all of this. I am just for the connection. I think the connection between us can keep going also virtually and develop more and more. And it could be that a physical connection would even cause, I don't know, like friction, arguments, difficulties, I don't know. We need to try and do it, but not with pressure, and in according to our management.
From USA Group, they say that all our work and our actions are to connect. I heard Rav saying that women cannot connect. Let's say we came to,
like the men, the women can connect like the men, right? It's not according to their nature, to the nature of women. It can be. A woman can have maybe like another one or two friends. And also, it's two is already a lot. One good friend. But for men, it's no limits, and they can, go to the sauna together, go all kinds of places. For them, the connection is very simple. A man is like a child. He doesn't really develop in that direction. But a woman grows from her nature. She has to be a mother to give birth, to raise children. That's why she is in different systems with women, different relationships. But now we're in a state where all women need to connect as Eve, Chava, that exists next to one image of a man, which is Adam. That's it.
A question from Petach Tikva. How not to relate to the environment egotistically? Not that I need the environment, but the environment needs me.
I think
that man that is in the environment, the less he thinks of himself, the more he disconnects from his self, his I, and is included in the environment and just flows with it. That is the best direction. That is the best direction.
Rav, a question from Hebrew about the unity evening. There is a great worry that the physical connection in the evening will blur the inner connection and lower the degree we've attained in the last few years. How to concentrate only on the internal connection?
That's why I don't recommend to start opening your centers and to have all kinds of connections like we used to have. We've advanced from there. We became more virtual than before. That's why we have to be careful from corporeal connections. Virtual connections need to fill us. We are entering a virtual realm. That's why I don't think there's such a necessity in a physical connection. But once a month, once every 3 months, as much as we decide, it all depends on you. We will want to still have an evening of connection, and that's worth it. Now, we'll see it for the first time within 10 days, and then we'll see what to do onward. Obviously, it's according to what you decide and discuss along with our management. I don't belong to this, meaning whatever you want and decide with the management of BB together, that's what's going to happen, and I'll be happy to participate.
I have a question from the Germany group about what you answered earlier. What does it mean that a woman doesn't need to become Adam, but she needs to become Eve?
That's a sneaky question. I feel myself like in a courtroom, that every word can later on be used against me. There's a big difference between a woman and a man. And there's a big difference in the corrections of a woman and a man. And we don't need to compare between us. It's two worlds, a woman and a man. That's why the men connect between them separately, and the women connect between them separately. And they don't mix, because by this, we instantly start descending from a spiritual degree to a corporeal degree. And there's nothing you can do. There's nothing to do. Here, there has to be a slice. We have to help one group to the other, but not to mix. And that's how it's going to be in all of humanity, when they will start advancing towards this. It can't be mixed. These two parts, the man and woman, they need to be separate and connected only through the Creator. Only through the Creator. It's written, man and woman, the Shekhinah is between them. What does it mean, the Shekhinah? Revealing the Creator between them. That the Creator is the one connecting between us. If there's no Creator between a man and a woman, that connection cannot exist correctly. That's something. We're people with life experience already, and we can understand this. A good, right, spiritual connection is only through the Creator. We'll learn how to do it, but to be in one gathering, festive in one evening, we can be there. Together means we're not mixing. This is the men area, this is the woman area, and I'm for both of you. So I'm waiting. All the best, and goodbye. Till tomorrow.
Our schedule for the next couple of days, this morning, 10 to 10:30 a.m., something like this, with Rav Lightman. Tomorrow we're meeting for the very special Saturday lesson from 2 to 3 to 6 is the daily lesson. 2:45 to 3 was the preparation about perception of reality. And in the afternoon, 1:45 to 2 we'll have preparation. And then from 2 to 4, common lesson for men and women, we will conclude with a song.
Дно, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Видно.
can take the light tonight. I'll help you step into the light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. If your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Open your eyes,
open your eyes.
Oh, look up to the skies,
look up to the skies.
'Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you stay.